Well, hey, friends, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. This has all been about the climb. And so if you've missed any of the weekend messages, the weekday blogs, or the weekday podcast, there's a simple place, one little site that you can go to that we call the Climb Resource Hub. So if you want to check that out, just go to sugarhill.church/the climb, sugarhill.church/the climb, and we've got everything grouped together there for you. Today, I want to talk to you about stamina in the climb. How do you finish what God has started? How do you keep going when you're ready to give up? Well, the Bible tells us that God is a finisher. I mean, God always finishes what he starts. Now, I wish I could say about me, when you look at my garage or you look at unfinished projects, I don't always finish what I start. I intend to, but man, God always finishes what he starts. Philippians 1:6 says, God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished. Notice it doesn't say God might finish. It doesn't say that he hopes to finish. It doesn't say, well, maybe one day he'll finish. It says in black and white that God will finish it. So what does that mean? Well, one of the applications is that if there's been a moment that you've placed your trust in Jesus, not just known about him, not just talked about him, not just sort of heard sermons about him, but if there's been a moment that you've opened yourself up to God and you said, God, I want you to be the number one in my life. I place my faith in what you did on the cross, and I ask you to save me. If that moment has happened in your life, what this means is you're going to make it to heaven. There's not a doubt about it. You don't have to question it. You don't have to wonder, well, maybe one day if I'm good enough, then I'm going to make. No. The case is closed. It's a done deal. You're going to make it across the finish line because it doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on your performance. It doesn't depend on New Year's resolutions. It doesn't depend on any of that stuff. It depends only on God's sustaining grace. See, it said that he who began a good work in you, he will continue his work until it is finally finished. And so it all rests on God's sustaining grace. So the question is not, are you going to finish this race? The question is, how are you going to finish the race? We all know that that some people finish the race poorly while other people finish the race really well. And so around here at Sugar Hill Church, we don't want you just to finish the race. We don't want you just to get to heaven. We want you to cross the finish line knowing that you've lived your life really well, that you've enjoyed the life that God's given you, that you've had an abundant life here on this earth, that you figured out what God made you for, and that you were enabled to live that out. So how can you be sure you're going to finish this race? Well, because of God's grace. God doesn't just want to save you. He wants to hold you up and sustain you throughout life. He wants you to make it. And so what does that mean practically? When God gives us his sustaining grace, that grace is the power for us to keep going. It's the power for us to have stamina on the climb even when we feel like giving up. It's the power to do the right thing when we don't feel like doing the right thing. See, on this climb, there's going to be a lot of trials along the way. There's going to be things that trip us up. There's going to be pitfalls. But regardless of what we go through, no matter what we face this year, we can count on God's sustaining grace. 1 Peter 5:12 says, "My purpose in writing is to encourage you and to assure you that what you are experiencing is truly part of God's grace for you. Stand firm in this grace." Hey, today, I hope this is encouraging to you. Don't give up today. Find stamina, and that stamina is found in God's sustaining grace. And hey, I want to mention, if you help serve in any capacity here at Sugar Hill Church, literally, there are hundreds, every Sunday, over 300 people that volunteer and serve. If you serve in any capacity, whether it's out front or behind the scenes, join us this Sunday afternoon for our launch leadership gathering. And if you haven't found out yet, we have an adjusted time to make it possible for even more people to be part of it. It'll be from 1 o'clock to 2:45, so that by the time the game starts, you can be watching the Falcons in wherever you want to watch that. So if you haven't registered for that yet, please go to the register section of the Sugar Hill Church app or the Sugar Hill Church website. In fact, if you go to the website and just scroll about a third of the way down, you'll find a big ad there that you can click on and be part of it. But I want to invite you to come hear from our pastor, hear from our team, and be ready for all that God has for us in 2017. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.